panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
I wanna be a lawyer, doctor or professor, member of the UMC. I want an air conditioner, cottage on the river, and all the money I can see. I wanna drive a Lincoln, spend my evenings drinking the very best of Burgundy. I want a yacht for sailing, private eye for tailing, my wife if she's a bit too free. Yeah. Oh yeah. I've been told ever since I was a boy it's what one ought to be. A part of the UMC. Fancy suits to dress in, some stock in GM and GE. An office in the city, secretary pretty, who'll take dictation on my knee. I want a paid vacation, don't want a half duration, a thing with anyone but me. And if there's war or famine, promise I'll examine the details if they're on TV. Yeah, we tend to be liberal, but I sure support the GOP as part of the UMC. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna be a lawyer, doctor or professor, a member of the UMC.
CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, First Nations people tuning in from whichever lands you are listening upon. And we acknowledge all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And I hope that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners have had a NAIDOC month that has the meaning you wanted for you. I'm Sally Goldner. I am the host of Out of the Pan I use the pronouns she and her. Welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited to, ladies and gentlemen. This show, as I like to say, covers a range of pansexual issues. In other words, pan literally meaning all, but issues focusing on sexuality, gender, and sex characteristics and related issues. And there's lots of ways to get in touch with the program. You can do so by SMS. You can do that on 61 456 751 215. You can email out of the pan 855@gmail.com. Look on various social media, being Mastodon, Blue Sky, Twitter, and Instagram, for posts there, and respond thereupon on your favorite platform. And look for posts on Facebook as well, on Sally Goldner AM and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. And any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. You can also post things to 3CR, PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. Possibly content notes today, such as lateral hostility, so I'll give the numbers just in advance. I don't think that'd be huge ones, though. QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527. Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367. Thanks to the crew from Out of the Blue, diving deep for the marine news as they do every Sunday morning from 11:30 till noon, and always something fascinating, you know, sort of the issues of, you know, very, for example, of pharmaceuticals and things going into the water and affecting fish. You know, I suppose I sort of got stuck at year 10 biology. The only thing I remember about year 10 biology was, out of all the various classifications in biology of the animal kingdom, there was one of the classes was Insecta for the insects. I think I got that far, but no, not really a science head, but that's why we have a huge range of diverse programs on 3CR, and it's great to have them. So good one, Out of the Blue. And Out of the Blue mentioned, and I would echo the sentiment that if we still need to hit our radiothon target, this show is at $1,157 when I checked in late in the week. So we're just about 80% of the way there, according to my mathematics, which I kept going after year 10, or form 4 as it was for oldies like me. And that means we're way over the hump. Let's just get us to the finish line. We can do this, people. 77.13%. I can't do that one in my head. The echoes from the lack of brain cells do that, something like that. Anyway, seriously, though, please support us. We've got to get that to our target on this show and all the other shows so we can keep giving you independent community radio. Opened up today with Bob Seger from an album called Early Seger Volume 1, which was released a few years ago now, 2009. But that track, UMC, was released first on an album in the mid-70s. Now, whether I'm not sure if the original masters of some of these tracks, like Bob's version of the classic If I Were a Carpenter, Get Out of Denver, Longsome Coming were some of the early ones. And then there were some that didn't make it onto 80s albums. They were the proverbial 13th track that didn't quite cut it. Great work from a classic rocker. We'll have pansexual music today, knowing no boundaries of genre, as we do on this show. And yeah, I played that for a particular reason. And it sort of ties in with a report that emerged during the week that the Australian government has not listened to UN recommendations on LGBTIQA plus rights. And there's been various reports on this across the queer media. Australian government declines all UN LGBTIQA plus rights recommendations. And this was a human rights peer review of Australia that was conducted, and our most recent one was delivered in January 2026, and 120 countries delivered over 330 recommendations on improving our human rights protections across a range of areas, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander refugees and asylum seekers, people with disabilities. And of course, a critical one is this from coming in, honing in on the rainbow stuff, as we are in Pride Month. This United Nations Periodic Review urged reform on outdated federal discrimination laws, noting gaps in protection, including exemptions that allowed religious schools to discriminate against LGBTIQA plus students and teachers. And Australia's been condemning that for years. So that's a big one that affects, as far as I'm aware, at least sexual orientation and gender identity. Sometimes, interestingly, even some of the far-right sort of people have been forced to admit, given that there is evidence of intersex, intersex might be different. But of course, nowadays we hear people blatantly deny intersex exists, which I just cannot. I know that extremism is never logical, but that's doubly illogical. And so there was a whole heap of recommendations, such as a national ban on conversion and suppression practices that aim to affect changes from non-hetero to heterosexual and from trans or gender diverse to cisgender. And there was also a federal banning of non-medically necessary surgeries on intersex infants. Also recommended is public education campaigns to counter discrimination, although I'd add in account of vilification, hate, similar, and also additional recommendations on protecting from discrimination. And this is really, really weak. I mean, you know, it's not good enough to say that federal Labor are not as nasty, my words, as the Coalition or One Nation. They've got to be better, and they could at least show some allyship. And I was extremely disappointed at the height of, or the depth, I suppose would be a better word, of the recent debate in May when the Nationals House of Representatives member introduced a bill that would have wiped out the protections for trans and gender diverse people at a federal level. And Anthony Albanese interviewed on Patricia Cavalis, who made a pretty weak comment in response to talking about this issue. And I have it here in front of me, if it will just stay on my screen. And Cavalis asked, I have a question that the Coalition is saying they want to amend the Sex Discrimination Act to redefine women as biological women. Do you think that should happen? Anthony Albanese's stock standard response, look, I'm not engaging in culture wars. You know, well, my priority here has been bringing down the budget and discussing those issues. Cavalis quite rightly asserts herself and says, they say lots of women want these spaces. And, you know, then he tries to talk about a program of women's safety and $4.4 billion of investment, which is not related to the issue. And then, you know, Albanese continues to go on, I'm concerned about the issues Australians are concerned about, which is domestic violence. Still doesn't answer the question. And, I haven't seen the Coalition stuff. I'm interested in protecting women. He says it's important that women's spaces be available for women. Well, he doesn't go into the whole caboodle of, supporting trans women. He said in the past that a woman is an adult female, which, throws trans women under the bus. And that's, pretty woeful, in my opinion. But he hasn't been supportive. And we haven't forgotten the 2022 election, whereby he said that, can men have babies? No. Trans men can and have been for years, as far back, the earliest known, publicly known case that I've heard. And of course, there may well be more that we don't know about, was a trans man pioneer in 2002, Pat Califia, you know, sort of gave birth to a trans man. We had another one here in Australia whose name I've temporarily forgotten, but I will hit the mighty search engine and was on Australian Story, AJ Coons, I think it was, but I will double confirm that, and apologies if I've got it wrong. So, you know, it's just really poor that Albanese is just taking this sort of stop the culture wars approach. They want, there's no such thing as a culture war anyway. The whole thing's a fabrication that there is such a thing. And all you've got to do is look at what has happened in Victoria. And to give one example, during the 2019 passage of the Victorian birth certificate laws, then State Equality Minister Martin Foley just said, you know, he rejected the ideas, the mythical ideas, exaggerations that came up. That's all you've got to do. It's not that hard. And I just don't understand why this is, you know, as I say, so hard to, you know, sort of get this right. So it's time we did. And we need some more allyship. But it seems that to me, you know, we're not going to get it unless we're proactively creating it. So I'd like your thoughts. It's all very well to sit here and be a grizzly pan de bear, but what do you think needs to happen to get us out, get things, you know, moving? What can we do to be proactive to try to get some more allyship at high levels? I would welcome your thoughts on all those means of communication I mentioned. I will run through them again. So they're right here. If you're an emailer, out of the pan, 855@gmail.com, SMS 61456 751215. Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and that's the bottom line. And Facebook, Out of the Pan 3CR, 855 AM Melbourne, and my page, Sally Goldner. And send things in by post, PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. In the meantime, just to lighten it up, not that they are not diminishing what we've just spoken about, I thought we'd, rock it up with a band called Schnellfenster, which apparently means the window is stuck in German. It's a band name. And it had people in it who, like Noel Crombie and Nigel Griggs, who were early members of Split Enz. And this is from their second album, Okay, All Right, Uh-huh, Oh Yeah. And it's a track with, as I say, a little bit of fun, Fun City. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Take it. go now. Got everything?
Yeah.
Money to burn? Oh, yeah. Come on, let's get out.
Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Wondering how to pay your donation to 3CR Radiothon? It's easy. You can pay online at 3cr.org.au or call us any weekday with your credit card details on 03 9419 8377. You can also come into the station at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy during office hours and pay by cash or card. Or simply post your cheque or money order to PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. And be sure to tell us which program you'd like your donation to go to.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
That is us, half century up. And of course, the big celebration at Collingwood Town Hall next Saturday. Be there or be a rhombus or something. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan, which is 21 and nearly 21 and a third, to be precise. I'm feeling very mathematical today. I don't know why. It was AJ Kearns. My memory does work. Yes, I'm in Fitzroy, and my name's Sally, and I'm presenting Out of the Pan. I know what I'm doing. And this show is organised. That is certainly the go. And thanks to Go Kindly for supporting Out of the Pan. Continuing to do so. Really appreciate that. Take that quiz, everybody. And, of course, pay up your Radiothon donation if you've pledged and haven't paid already. Because if you, of course, hit that button before 11:59 and 59 seconds on Tuesday the 30th of June, you'll get a tax deduction this year. You could do it next year. That's all very groovy. But in the words of Aruka Salt, I want that tax deduction and I want it now. I want it right away. So yes, support us. As I said, the show at last count was at $1,157 and we need to get over up to that 1500 mark to play our part in a 3CR's Radiothon in our 50th year. And yeah, opened up musically with Bob Seger's UMC. It's a bit about how people want to get into the middle class, but will they keep their sort of more progressive aspirations once they get there? The late Australian singer-songwriter Broderick Smith wrote in one of his songs called Vision of You, the more that you've got, the less you want to risk. And that can be the case. But, it seems a lot of perhaps gays and lesbians have got there. They got the marriage equality and, you know, then it's all over now. And I remember a few times post-marriage equality, I'd get things like, oh, why do we need LGBTIQA+ training now? We've got marriage equality. It's like, no, we've still got issues for trans people, such as, Medicare still doesn't cover trans surgeries. And I wanted to mention that amongst other things. But, please support our Radiothon. And I will put the link to this into the podcast. But there's a consultation on at the moment on surgical procedures for gender affirmation in adults with, to use the horrific, less worse DSM term in DSM-5, gender incongruence. Remember, we used to have gender identity disorder. So in DSM-4, blurk, we shouldn't be in the DSM at all because it's not a psychological issue in that sense. Pathologizes us in that way to be there, but it would be nice if we could be in there in a non-pathologizing way and just be called gender identity. So the thing is, this is open to a wide range of people, and they want input from people. It says here, I did start looking at this, that you have to be someone with an interest, so it's not going to be flooded by gender criticals or elements of religion, etc., who are opposed to trans. If you start going through this, it says required. You have to have the health condition the service or technology is for, or have experience with and or with the proposed health service or technology, parent, partner, or another person caring for someone from the above two groups, health professional or health academic working in the area, interested individual who does not fall into the above categories. Well, I suppose then maybe the nut jobs will come in, but of course this will be carefully assessed. Input on behalf of a consumer group or organisation, but the organisation has to represent the interests of healthcare consumers, families and carers. Input on behalf of an organisation, e.g. on behalf of clinicians, research, professional college or similar service or technology. It'd be interesting how they say interested individual. This is perhaps all the more reason to do this, but here is our chance because I've been a little frustrated. Spoke on the show in August last year of how the decision on surgeries was deferred because they needed more evidence. And I felt frustrated that this process was being medicalized. And it's about us, the trans and gender diverse people. And really, that's us first and foremost, and really no one else. So I was, as I say, a little bit of a grumpy panda on that last year. So let's make sure that we get our input in. It's our lives. The more individual stories they hear of how surgery is important, the challenges people have had in paying for it. I just find it utterly unacceptable that so many trans and gender diverse people have to have fundraising of some sort to pay for medical costs simply because they're not covered. But let's go into this a bit further. What stops them being covered? We, in my opinion, there is mountains of evidence from those people who need surgery about how much better their lives are because to you, there's a sense of finally being that authentic self. I don't like using the word the survey, this is called incongruence, but that once you have the body that you truly need, your incongruence disappears. Or certainly is massively reduced, to put it mildly. And so we need stories like that. We need to be able to hear from those people and make sure that we all get that, our stories in, because this is where it's about us. And those people who are waiting because they can't afford, there's a huge list on the public, waiting list for surgery because there's not enough funding. I think the last I heard it was a 3-year wait list. These are the things that need to be, we need to get this in and cut through all the anti-trans, well, I'll be polite-ish and say claptrap that is existing out there about what is going on. And this is our chance. So I will be getting on with that. I'm going to keep reminding people of this because it is very, very, very important. And it closes on the 9th of October, but obviously start, drafting, putting your thoughts down and getting them on paper and get them in. And I'm going to keep mentioning this. This is possibly the most critical trans-specific issue at a federal level that has not been got done, and it will help move us forward. And of course, yes, it should. Costs for minors should be covered as well. You can put that in, I suppose, even though it's beyond the scope of the. This inquiry, and minors, obviously it needs the relevant parental and guardian approval to have surgery. And it's not, is often not the case that there are surgeries prior to 18, particularly if people have got onto the, in my opinion, overwhelmingly helpful puberty delaying medications. So, a very important issue that needs your support. I'll keep people updated on that and hopefully see if I can get an interview with someone about it. All right. In the meantime, we'll have some more music. And here is the fabulous Wendy Rule. And this is a track from the album Guided by Venus. And it's a song about her fabulous son, Radiate. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, out of the pan with Sally.
And now you're here, and now you're strong. Seems so long ago that I offered that song, but my heart was aflame, and I'd known you so long, through eons and eons and eons and eons, and oh, it was beautiful. And now you're here, and your heart is true, and the blessings I gave are they're flowing through you, and your hands are alive with the grace that was gifted to you by the sun and the moon, and your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful radiate your inner soul, and so
I bowed to the sun, and I bowed to the earth, and I hailed the moon for the gift of your birth. And you'll always be loved, and you'll always be free. And remember the fire that flows through your fingers is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Radiates your inner soul and soul up to you. You're not fated to follow. It's true.
CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Wendy Rule from the album Guided by Venus and Radiate. And that song just gives me happy chills, released around 2010, I think. Just an amazing singer. Check out her podcasts, which drop every fortnight on various platforms, and tell you about all sorts of things connected to Wendy's beliefs and connection to the sun, the moon, and the elements, and all those sorts of things. Absolutely awesome, snoresome stuff. Good one to Wendy Rule, who has been on this show many moons ago, but of course now over in New Mexico in the United States. What else is going on? Lots of things are happening. We're coming to the end of Pride Month. It's been a sort of busy, it's an important time. I mean, as some people say, why do we need a Pride Month? Well, we do, particularly in these times, and it'd be nice if, every day was a... Would it be nice if every day was a Pride Day? Maybe to be less special, and in an ideal world, we wouldn't need them, or days like Pride Month, events like Pride March, would just be total celebrations and not have to fight, in inverted commas, fight for rights that, really were ours since we were born, and have been taken away without our consent through either prejudice or, to some extent, unconscious bias. But, we come to this end of this month where so much happened. The rainbow flag was used for the first time in June Gilbert Baker, one of the sort of designers, inventors, if you like, of the rainbow flag. That was something that happened on the 25th of June 1978, was the first use of the rainbow flag. The first Mardi Gras was happened in June, on June the 24th, 1978. It wasn't always in March. And a big thank you to the 78ers who were the people in that first Mardi Gras, which of course was not a glitter-covered parade, it was a riot. There was a biopic based on one of the participants in that a few years ago on TV, which, yes, was a little perhaps slanted towards that person. It was pretty well done overall. And towards the end where we got to what happened, the content note mention of violence by police was pretty brutal, but, it had to be put across. I think that we can't, not so much pinkwash, but sanitize some of the history that we've had. And some people would say, oh, don't talk about these things. The older people fought so the younger people didn't have to go through that. Well, we did, but we can't ignore our history. And that, I think, to me, that sort of approach does erase stories of earlier times, and they need to be told, not because we want to shock people or upset people. We just need to know, and people have a right to their stories and what they went through. So, yeah, very, very important that we do talk about these things. And it seems that the 78ers are going to organise a series of events in the next 2 years leading up to the 50th anniversary of Mardi Gras. Some have these events all around so-called Australia, which I think is a really good idea. No question about that. Yes, obviously there'll be a big lead up to the 50th Mardi Gras in Sydney in, February/March of 2028. But certainly, we need to get that history out there. And, just a huge well done to them. I mean, I can't really imagine what that first thing would have been like. I came close many years ago. I mean, I went to Russia, gosh, it seems so long ago now, 2015, and having been in Melbourne where, yes, there was queerphobia and transphobia and all that sort of thing, but, to me, huge content note here, in around 2006, I was on the end of a vicious assault. There's been lots of, verbal abuse and lateral hostility, but when, maybe it was just because I was in somewhere where I didn't know and all that sort of thing. When you see some of the things that went on there, for example, I remember, one night where one of the events was being held at a co-work space for some artists who were quite happy to have us there, but the building owner wasn't, and they cut off the power to try to stop the event going on, which was pretty disappointing. These are the sort of things that have been happening, and I have to say I've lost my train of thought as to where I was going on that. ADHD meds, why have you not fully kicked in? Anyway, we need to keep striving, I suppose, is what I was trying to say. We have to keep pushing on. And I'll come back and to close the show, for the last segment of the show, and talk about 3CR pushing on for another 50 years and hoping many people will come down to our celebration next Saturday at Collingwood Town Hall. In the meantime, Here's some music where we said certainly there would be diversity of genre on this show today. And, well, part of the diversity of genre is we're going to have some sort of countryish bluegrass music from an Australian band who have covered an international track. And that's nice and mysterious for you, I suppose. Let's have the track from the Haystack Mountain Hermits. Here is their cover of Dire Straits, and I think you will know the song. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Guitar on the MTV. I said, well, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. I said, well, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. Got to install microwave ovens. Custom kitchen delivery. Got to move these refrigerators. Got to move these color TVs. I should learn to play them drums. Look at that mama, she got it sticking in the cameraman. Could have some fun. And he's up there, what's that? Hawaiian noises banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Got to install microwave ovens. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. Got to move these color TVs. Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. I said, well, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your cheeks for free. I said, money for nothing. For nothing, money for nothing, and your cheeks for free.
In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air.
To donate, call 03 9419 8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
We're celebrating 50 years of 3CR on Saturday, the 4th of July at Collingwood Town Hall. There'll be stalls, displays, great food, performances, activities, prizes, and so much more. It's a birthday for us, and we can't wait to celebrate with you. Saturday, the 4th of July, Collingwood Town Hall, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Bring your family, tell your friends, all are welcome. 3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Let us know you're coming. Go to Humanitix and search for 3CR to RSVP.
Indeed, 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. Just very quickly, I will be there. If you recognise this voice or if you think this is a face for radio or something like that, come along and say howdy. It's good to have so many great 3CR peeps there. Just about out of time today on the show. Freedom of Species will be there coming in next. And today their show is typical of 3CR and why... sometimes it might think, oh, wow, we've got all these different shows, but there's crossover, because they're going to cover what diversity of tactics and the radical flank effect in the animal movement and other social movements. Now, I have no idea what the radical flank effect is. I'm sure I could hit the search engine and find out, but I'd rather listen to Freedom of Species because that, I think, is going to be more informative and fun, and we'll see what it's all about there. And in my opinion, that will has great crossover for various movements and how we can GSD, as I like to say, get stuff done. You may fill in your own S word at home. But very quickly, following Freedom of Species, Rotations are too wrapping up their series of 3CR-specific live broadcasts that they've had throughout June in the lead-up to our 50th birthday. Well done to Brendan and the gang from looking after Rotations. Madison in with Queering the Air at 3 Salaam Radio Show at 4. A great afternoon of listening. Keep your ears metaphorically glued to something. Don't do that literally. If you're on the Autism Kaleidoscope, don't. Very quickly, 3CR 50 years seems kind of unbelievable. We're still here without huge amounts of sponsorship or big government funding that might limit what we could say. It's because of the support of many, many individuals over time. It's built a sense of community across so many shows. And people have been here for many, many, many times. I just catching the end of Earth Matters. I didn't know that Juliet Fox of this station was the first presenter of Earth Matters. That's a pretty huge thing to have left behind a show that now goes on national broadcast everywhere. Wowsy doozies. And Juliet Fox still, of course, making huge contributions to the station in lots of ways. So many great shows. I just will take this opportunity, as I do on such an occasion, to thank 3CR for their support of this show. Moving into 22nd years, 22 lots of legs, 11, as the bingo callers would say, of trans issues. 3CR proactively asserting ourselves on transgender diverse issues, as we do. Thanks also for your support of me as a person, 3CR, and lots of people in here through some difficult times in the last few years, which thankfully seem to be in the rearview mirror. And thanks for your support of queer communities over a long period as well. And I've got to get out of here. Make way for Freedom of Species. Take it out today with the Uncanny X-Men and a track called 50 years. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult and stay happy. Catch you next week.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.